Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Sit Down, Be Humble. My name is Hannah Humble, and I'm the host of this podcast. I am so excited that you guys are here. If you're new, welcome. Welcome to my podcast. It's kind of chaotic, but also I am based on truth. I really just want to be vulnerable with people, and it's a fun podcast, but also we're going to have conversations of things maybe you don't talk about in your everyday lives because it doesn't get brought up, or just of things that maybe you have questions about. I want to be here. I want to be fun. I want to be hopefully someone you can listen to, and just, I don't know, hear what I have to say about things. Maybe I'll be interesting, maybe it'll be funny, who knows? But if you're not new, welcome back. You guys know how much I say this, but genuinely, I'm so grateful to have this platform, and that you guys are entrusting me with what I have to say and my words and my opinions and my thoughts about things, because I'm a yapper, and I love talking, but I also love Jesus, and I love the things in this world, and I'm a lover of life. So I'm here to talk about that, and it's going to be super fun. I'm not going to lie, I literally just spent like 10 minutes filming the whole intro to this podcast, and then I realized that my microphone, like, it was plugged in, but it wasn't connected to like a little Amazon Basics professional mic too. It was just the MacBook Air things, and it was not going to sound right. So here we are, refilming this, but again, second time's the best, am I right? Not really, but maybe. So if you're listening and maybe you're on the treadmill or on a walk or run or exercising or working out or driving, I listen to podcasts a lot when I'm driving. I did today. Hashtag shout out Abby, I listened to your podcast today. Well, a little bit, maybe like 20 minutes of it, but anyhow. Or maybe you're just laying in bed or sitting in your dorm room or whatever. Actually, probably not because you might be on spring break. Woo, shout out. So, anywho, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to this episode. I feel like it's been a while. We were supposed to have someone on it this week, but I totally forgot, and it slipped my mind that spring break is this week, and people were leaving last week, and it just wasn't going to work out timingly-wise with the sweet girl that's going to be on it next time. And if you guys don't know her, you guys will know her. I'm sure a lot of you guys do know her because she's a Nashvillian. That's what I like to say, but she does go to Western. So be ready for that. Fingers crossed, hopefully a Q&A next episode. I will put a Q&A out on my Instagram sometime, probably this week, within the next few days. But with that being said, I just wanted to come on here and make this episode a brain dump because a lot has happened. I've had a lot on my mind. And honestly, I just kind of wanted to come and ramble about my thoughts on certain topics, on certain situations, and just kind of what's been going on in my life lately. I feel like a lot of you guys don't really know what's happening with my life, why I've been kind of MIA half the time, and, you know, just getting to know me a little bit more for the past few weeks. So without further ado, here we go. Also, something that I've been really trying to work on lately is learning to talk slower. I am such a fast talker, and I know that my thoughts go ahead before my words most of the time. And so when I'm talking, it comes out like this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, people can understand what I'm saying, and I understand what I'm saying. But I realize that I sound like I literally am crazy when I'm talking half the time because I talk so fast. So work with me on that because I was trying to do my intro earlier and it was like, welcome to another podcast, and it sounded so crazy. So here we are learning to talk slow and it's going to be great. Okay, so I am going to start with a little mini introduction for those who don't know who I am. I know I have people, y'all, this is so like weird, but I was looking at the places where a lot of the people listen to this podcast and there are so many people in like different countries, which I was so not expecting. So if you're from a different country, please let me know because that is so crazy to me. I've only been out of the country twice and they were both on mission trips. I would love to go out of the country. I'm actually really excited because I'm pretty sure I'm going to study abroad next year. Fingers crossed. Praying to the Lord that he is going to make it happen, and it's going to happen, hopefully. But anywho, with that being said, if you are not from America, that is super cool. So let me know where you're listening from, because I saw that and I was like, literally, what the heck? But I'm going to do a little mini introduction of myself. I'm not going to go super deep into it because, again, you guys probably, majority of you know a little bit about me. If not, here I am. So my name is Hannah Humble. Obviously, I am a college student. I'm a broadcasting major. I feel like I say that a lot, but like, I feel like when someone says they're a broadcasting major, it's like, oh, they like to talk. We all have this joke where it's like broadcasting is such a yapping major because it is. It's literally just people who like to talk or write or do production stuff. But honestly, I went into it so blindly just because I had a podcast and I was like, oh, broadcasting, this is great. Like, of course. Little did I know, it is so much more like technology driven than I would have ever thought. I mean, kind of obviously, because you're producing like everything yourself. So we're also learning that, and I'll get more into that later because it's not what I expected, but I love it. I love it so, so much. I'm a yapper. That's what I was trying to say. So I go to Western Kentucky University. I was talking to my friend Bradley about this. Like, I don't know how well known Western is to other people. Like, I've grown up around here. Oh, also, another basic thing. I live in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I wasn't born here, but I've grown up here my entire life, and it's a great place. I don't think I'm going to stay here my whole life just because I want to get out. I want to do bigger things, not in Bowling Green right now. Well, I guess I'm going to have to wait till after college, but, you know, soon. That's the dream, is to probably move to Nashville or something like that. But I'm a Bowling Green native, and I grew up around Western. I grew up going to Western games, football games, basketball games, all that cool jazz and stuff. So I always knew Western is like, oh my gosh, Western, it's great. It's so cool. Everyone knows what Western is. But I'm like, do people actually know? But here's the thing. Western is going to the like March Madness, and I think they're playing tomorrow. I could be wrong. Oh, I'm filming this on Wednesday, March 20th. I think they're playing tomorrow, but if not, they're playing on Friday. We shall see. But I just think that's so cool. It's the first time in 10 years that this has happened. So that's pretty crazy. Maybe that'll give Western more clout, but here we are. So shout out Western. I love you. So I'm trying to think of more basic things about myself. I am such a people person. I say this in every podcast. If I don't know you, I would love to get to know you. So hit me up. I want to get coffee. I am not a super huge coffee person, but I love coffee shops. I will drink coffee, but if I go to a coffee shop, I will normally get like tea or something because I love tea. I also was thinking about this. Well, I'm drinking a Coke right now. It's a Dr. Pepper and I love it, but I have such unhealthy habits when it comes to like drinks. I drink a lot of water. Don't get me wrong. I love water. And I make myself drink water before I'm allowed to drink any other drinks, but I always have another drink. I'm always drinking something else. I had something earlier today, but I'm trying to think, oh, a Starbucks strawberry acai refresher with no berries, but with water instead of lemonade. It's fire and it's expensive, but you know, sometimes you just gotta treat yourself. That's what I've been doing a lot this week. So treating myself. Okay, brain dump is starting now. So there's been a lot going on in my life lately. The past 3 weeks have been rough, and I'm not even going to sugarcoat that because it just hasn't been the best. And there have been some really, really good days and some really, really bad days, and they kind of just outweigh themselves. Overall, it's just been kind of a stressful week. Imagine, like, this all sounds like one sentence. I feel like I blinked and everything just kind of went by. Like, I feel like it was kind of a blur. Anywho, this week is spring break, and I am not going anywhere. I am here. I'm in Bowling Green, and I feel like I never leave Bowling Green. I'll get more into the loneliness of that in a few, because I know there is a few people who are in Bowling Green, and if you're not in Bowling Green, that's so great. I'm so happy for you. You just need to get out sometimes. Sometimes you just need to do that. But anywho, I went from kids' church on Sunday morning. I lead children's ministry at 8, and most of the time 9:30, but I had to babysit at 9:30, and so I was like, okay, whatever. I leave the church at like 8:50, 9 or whatever, and then I go get McDonald's drink, sit in the McDonald's parking lot, blah, blah, blah. Got a Diet Dr. Pepper. Real ones know that's my summer drink. I love it, a good Diet Dr. Pepper from McDonald's. It's so fire. It's like spicy. It's the perfect amount of spice. Anywho, I had just left McDonald's, and I was driving to go babysit. I'm like losing my thoughts right now, but I was driving to go babysit, and all of a sudden my car starts like making this weird noise, and it started feeling weird. Like, I was pressing the gas and it would make a loud noise as if it was going or trying to go, but like it wasn't going. And I was like, this is not good. And then it started to smell weird, and I was like, oh boy, I'm gonna have to pull over. And car issues are not new for me, let me tell you. For those who have known me for maybe even a few months, you guys know that cars are not my thing, okay? I have been through several cars. I've had my fair share of car troubles, and I'm pretty decent. I hate to brag, but I'm pretty decent at knowing when something's wrong with the car. So I pull over, and I kid you not, right when I park, it starts like leaking this purple oil, and I was like, oh, well, this is great. I don't really know what to do. So I called my dad. He was like, all the way in Russellville, and he's like, yeah, I don't really know what to do. So I was like, okay, I feel a little bit lonely or like lost right now. I'm like, I have no idea what to do right now because my car's not going. I have to babysit in 5 minutes, and I am just not, I don't know what to do. But usually I'd be freaking out, but I really wasn't freaked out because I was just like, it just is what it is. Like, this is not new. I'm not phased, whatever. So it was so crazy. The people I babysit literally called me and was like, hey, I think we just drove by you on the side of the road. And I was like, yep, you did. So they're so sweet. They came over and sat with me for a little bit. We obviously aren't car people. So we were like, oh, well, this is something. So I call my grandpa up and he comes and he's like, yeah, it's your transmission something. I still don't exactly know what it was. Something with transmission. Anywho, he comes. Me and mom wait for a tow truck for 2 hours on the fine Sunday morning. Moral of the story, couldn't babysit. That's okay. It is what it is. But we sat there, waited for a tow truck. Went to Franklin to go follow it. And then the rest of my Sunday was kind of just like, oh, yep, didn't have a car. But the good news is it's Wednesday and I got my car back today. So round of applause for that. Super excited, super pumped. Anywho, so that's the start of my week. But that is not how my week is going to be going for the rest of the week because Jesus is super cool and he wants me to have a great week, just like everyone else at the beach. So there's that. When I talk about school, that's a lot of where my brain dump is coming from because I had thought college had been, like, pretty decent the past, you know, like, year and a half. Not even, okay, year and a half is way too long, so sorry. First semester and half of this semester so far. I was like, yeah, like, honestly, college is not that bad. Like, my major is so easy. Like, okay, should not have said that because when I tell you this week has been, like, or not this week, the past, like, 2 weeks of school have been the hardest ever, and now I understand why college students are so stressed out. I felt like I was going 100 miles an hour every single day, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I had like 4 tests in the span of 3 days, and I didn't know where to study, how to study, when I was gonna have time to study because I had tug practice, and then I was trying to balance, you know, like making my podcast, then I have a random lab that ends at 5 o'clock, and then I have to do, there are so many things, and I'm like, I have to make money, and there's, I don't know, there's a lot that went into it, but the week, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, it was not last week, but the week before that, I had 2 tests in, like, a span of 2 days, and y'all, this is kind of embarrassing for me to admit, but I'm like, hey, we're gonna be real here, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of you guys have gone through this, so if this has been you lately, you're not alone, and maybe you know that, but maybe you don't know that, and it always makes me feel a little bit better when I know I'm not alone in these things. So, I had a broadcasting test, and I love my professor. He's so cool. He's so great, and I'm obsessed with it, but I guess I underestimated how difficult the tests were, because you go into broadcasting, you're like, oh, it's a yapping thing. I'm just gonna, you know, talk and blah, 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 be good at the news and stuff, but we had a test, and it was over, like, cameras, but not like how to use a camera. It was like, how many pixels go into this? Or what's the difference between an ENG and an EFP? And like, blah, blah, blah. Most of you guys probably don't know what any of this means because I had no idea what it meant. And obviously I didn't study enough because I got a 55 on that test. I am not joking you. I looked at it and but here's the thing. I was so confident in it. I finished that test. It was online. I was like, I got this. I was like, nothing below a 90. Like, no, like surely no, nothing below 90. Look at it. Click submit. 55. My face. Like, I wish y'all could see my face when it happened. Because I was like, all right. But then I was like, I have to play this off. Like, I just, like, did fine on it. So I walked out, made eye contact with no one. I literally walked out and didn't look up because I was like, uh-oh, this is, I'm going to laugh if I walk out and I see this. And I was like, all right. The laughter phase, you know, that was over about 5 seconds after that, because when I walked outside, I started crying, called my mom. Sounds a little bit petty of me, but I was like, all right, I can't do this. I'm like, can't believe I just failed this test. I feel like such a failure. So if you feel like you're a failure right now, raise your hand. I'm just joking. You are not, because also God has created you for such a time as this, and you are where you're supposed to be. God has not called you stupid. He has not called you a failure. In fact, he's called you the exact opposite of that. So if you're having those thoughts of feeling stupid or feeling just not smart or maybe just not used for that specific area that you want to be used for, let me tell you that God knows the desires of your hearts and he's going to get you there. He's created you smart. He's created you with wisdom, and wisdom is far greater than any other gift. So take that with a grain of salt and just go with it because you're smart and you know exactly what you're doing. So keep doing it, even if you do get a 55 on a test. And that's okay, because you can just remember Hannah got a 55 on her test when she was confident and thought she got an A. It is what it is. We all fail sometimes, but you're not a failure even if you fail a test. So, that being said, the next day, I was like, all right, I'm already feeling pretty dumb, so what am I gonna do? I get to my journalism class. I love my journalism class. I think it's so fun, but I get my news story back, again, feeling so confident. It's so weird going to college, being one of the best at something in high school. Like, I remember in high school, I was always one of the best people at writing, and that was something that I felt so confident in, because I was like, I might not be smart in math or science or the other subjects or whatever, but I know, at least I know I'm good at writing. And so I came into that kind of cocky, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't have thought that, but then you go into college and you go into a journalism class specifically, and you're surrounded by other people who were all the best at their high schools. And some of them were even like juniors and seniors in college, and you're like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good, but at the same time, you're just like, well, these people know exactly what they're doing, and then it makes you feel small and inferior. Not on them, it's on me, you know, because I feel like that. But I got my paper back from my news writing, and it was the first draft, so I can't be super upset. Obviously, it's going to be a place where I get critiqued, but I got a 78 on it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. And the thing about it wasn't the grade itself, because I really didn't mind, but I was asking her a question and there was no notes written on the back of it. So I was like, oh, I guess it's good. And she's like, just look at the note in the front. And I'm telling you guys, this is a long paper or a long news story. And she's like, you're going to have to rewrite it. And I almost started like crying. So I was like, there's no way. I'm like, I don't have time for this. I did have time for it. I rewrote it. So period, got it done. But there was my struggle for that week. And then last week I had a bunch of tests, but I finished it all. Low-key forgot about my bi term that started, but also finished that, so it was great. There's the update on school for the most part. Okay, so with that being said, like, school's kind of crazy. I know most of you guys are either in high school, college, maybe middle school, maybe you just graduated college, you're in your graduates right now. I think it's so normal to feel overwhelmed, but also it's so important that you get rest, and that's something that I've been teaching myself a lot lately. Because I am always go, go, go. I'm always wanting to be busy, wanting to stay busy. And a lot of times I am super busy, but when I get a chance to have rest, I choose not to rest because I want to stay busy. I want to stay productive. But also, you're not being unproductive if you choose to rest, because there is so much comfort in finding rest. And I don't just mean taking naps all the time, even though that could be so great. If you have time, please go do that to get yourself fueled up. But at the same time, finding rest in Jesus and doing something that's going to give you peace and make you feel refreshed and make you feel comforted and just not super tired, go do that, because you deserve it. And you don't have to do something and meet a certain thing in order to even go get rest, because God calls us to rest. So there's for someone. But here's the real tea. And this is the whole reason why I kind of wanted to do a brain dump, because I had so many thoughts just lingering in my head, and I kind of shared them with my mom when we were at lunch on Sunday. But I have just been feeling so lonely this week, and a lot of it is because I have a really bad problem with not being where where everyone else is, and I know a lot of people suffer that, but me specifically, I have my friends. I keep going in different directions, but my friends kind of make fun of me. Not really make fun of me, that's not the right word, but they always talk about how I have the world's worst and most raging FOMO, which, if you don't know what FOMO is, I forget that not everyone knows what that is. It's fear of missing out. that's like the most real thing. I literally have the worst FOMO ever. And so me being home right now on spring break, the first semester of college and I'm like seeing all my friends post these beach pictures, and they all look so good and so tan, and they're just laying down the beach and just swimming in the ocean and playing mermaids and just, I don't know, the hair washing that you have right after at the beach, and then your hair is curly and wavy and it's great. I'm seeing all these pictures, and all I can do is compare myself, and I'm like, well, I'm here and I feel big and I feel pale and I feel lonely because I don't have anyone else that's here. And I feel like I wasn't asked to go. And I just, there's a lot of things and a lot of lies that are going on in my mind. But that's the thing. They're lies. And that's what I tell myself. So if you're alone or if you feel lonely, maybe you're even on one of these trips and you're feeling like you're not with someone or that you don't fit in somewhere with people or you're not in this friend group that you want to be in, let me just let you know that God will never leave or forsake you. That's the Bible verse I have written down. That's kind of my verse of the week. So it's Deuteronomy 31:8. And it says, God will never leave nor forsake you. So whether you're alone on spring break like me and you stay in Bowling Green or you're somewhere else and you don't want to be where you are or you're not with your friends or maybe you didn't get invited somewhere, you're not alone in feeling lonely. I think that's a totally valid thing and it's okay to feel that way, but don't sit in that. Because that's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to sit in that. But again, this is a way for me to brain dump my thoughts and my feelings because this week has not been easy. I had to kind of take away myself from social media the past few days, and that's not been an easy thing. Not necessarily social media as a whole, because I have been on social media, but Snapchat obviously is just not the best thing in the entire world. But again, it's an addiction that a lot of us our age have because that's kind of one of the main ways of communication. And y'all, I have not had my notifications on for Snapchat for like 3 years, maybe 4 years, because I just don't like it. I wish we could all just delete Snapchat because I don't get notifications on there. But again, we're probably all gonna have it when we have kids because it's just part of our generation. Ha, whatever. Not gonna be like that because I get on Snapchat all the time. That'd be hypocritical of me to say I'm not on Snapchat because I am all the time. And that's the thing I had to tell myself. I'm not allowed to get on Snapchat more than 2 or 3 times today. Today is a little bit different. I haven't been on it that much, but I've still been on it way more than 3 times. But I was literally getting like physically nauseous on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Or I guess today's Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But mostly Monday was such a hard day because all my friends were driving up together and they were staying at the beach and they were in their bathing suits. And I was like, y'all, I've not been to the beach in so long. But yeah, just feeling lonely has been my thing for the past few days. And although I feel lonely, I know that I'm not alone because I do have the Lord and I have Jesus and he is so crazy. And if you don't know who Jesus is, this is an opportunity to know him. So if you have any questions about Jesus, hit me up. I'm your girl because that's my favorite thing to talk to. I don't judge anyone because it's not my place to judge anyone. So if you have questions or if you want to talk about something, let me know. I have zero judgment and I just want to talk about Jesus. He saved me from a lot of things and he wants to save you from those too. So moral of the story, he is your peace, he is your comfort, and he is there when you feel lonely, just like I did this week, and still do sometimes. I'm still trying not to, like, think about me not being there, because I'm like, in my soul, I'm there, you know, I'm there, but maybe people will bring me back souvenirs, woo, so excited. Ivy sent me a picture yesterday, and it was her picking up seashells. She's like, I'm getting seashells for you, and I was like, oh, yes, I just need some seashells, it'll make me feel so good. I am so excited to go back to the dorm. Well, okay, that's a lie. I mean, no, it's not. I'm excited to go back to the dorm. I love the dorms. But it's been a good break from them. Just a few more days until I go back. But I'm a Zemster. Zem dog. So there's that. There's a little update on spring break. I'm not there. I wanted to save money. I wanted to babysit. I am babysitting tomorrow, so I'll be a little bit productive. But on Sunday, I was supposed to. We all know what happened. Womp womp, the car broke down, but I did get it back, so that's all that matters. Today, though, I did get a massage, and it was crazy good. It was so good. I don't spend money very often, and I actually didn't spend money on it because my mom got it for me for my birthday, but it was just such a iconic moment because it felt so good. But then I started cramping in the middle of it, and I was like, okay, this is actually awful. Not the massage. The massage was great, but my cramping was awful. And I was so bloated yesterday, so I knew I was going to start my period, but of course I started it today. It is what it is. Maybe that's TMI for you. If it is, I'm so sorry. Disregard. I'm done talking about it. Okay. So, here's like a little fun part of the podcast that I wanted to talk about, and it's, ta-da, my favorite songs at the moment. I wrote down ATM. #ShoutOutATM Machines. Never mind, that was so cringy. I will never say that again. I apologize. Lo siento. Here we go. Favorite songs of the moment. I'm going to do them by category. So lately I've been so into this like type of music and I don't know exactly what it's called. So I called it street style because it's the equivalent of street style to me. Okay. The equivalent of street style. And I guess it's like vibey music, but I've been listening to Tame Impala a lot lately. So some of the favorite songs from them, and these are probably really basic and whatever because I like them. Eventually, Feels Like We Only Go Backwards, Borderline, The Less I Know, The Better. So those are like the Tame Impala songs I've been listening to. But then I have like the same song. Y'all, I've already played the Hurts Me song on here before. That was actually the song that I was playing whenever my car started to break down the other day. Shout out, but I just can't stop listening to that song because it's so good. And it's probably like the best pop song that I've ever listened to. It was my fall song and I still, to this day, am just as obsessed with it as I was. So there's that. And then also The Color Violet, another basic from Tony Lanez, but love him. Also, is he still in jail? I think. I'm not really sure. I haven't really been caught up on that, but someone let me know. And then Wallows. Obviously, I love the Wallows. Are You Bored Yet? Such a good one. And then Let the Sun In. Obviously, Arctic Monkeys. So anything Arctic Monkeys, I listen to because I love them. So there's a little songs right now. Obviously, Zach Bryan. But here we get into my favorite type of music, and that's worship. So if you guys are looking for worship music, I'm your girl. Y'all, let me just look at my playlist real quick. And I really hate to say this braggingly, but I'm going to say it braggingly because my worship playlist is so long and it's been an ongoing playlist since I was, I want to say 6th or 7th grade. Okay, ready? 593 songs, 63 hours and 8 minutes. Ugh, it's so good. But I don't listen to the ones at the top very much because the more I add, I'm like the further down I listen to. Because the songs I've been adding lately have just been the better songs, in my opinion. So here's my favorite at the moment. MBL Worship. They have, like, some of the best music ever. Fun fact, See You Right by them. So crazy. It's so good. That was my number one song that I listened to last year. So shout out See You Right. It's so good. I'm more of a spontaneous type of girl. So when it comes to, like, worship music, spontaneous is my favorite. But MBL has a newer, worship album, and Clink Clank, so good. I know, it sounds kind of crazy. Clink Clank is so good, okay? There's that song, and then there's The Answer. The Answer is so good because it's so Gen Z focused, and you guys probably definitely know about me, that I love Gen Z, and I'm such a Gen Z advocate because I just think our generation is crazy, and we're so good, and we know what we want, and we're gonna get it. So that's who we are, but yeah, there I am with that. So See You Right, The Answer, and what was the last one I just said? Oh, Clink Clank. Yes, so those are the best by them. And then Mercy Culture Worship has been also on repeat for me. I listened to Fear of the Lord, which is Isaiah 11. It's a really, really long one. Let me see how long it is. 20 minutes. That's a lot of, or what am I saying? That's a song I listen to when I'm reading my Bible or writing in my journal. So there's that one because it's a long one. And then Fear Go. It's a short one. It's so good. And then Sound Mind. I know that's not by them, but their version is fire. So there's that. And then Greenhouse Worship or Greenhouse Prayer Room. If you guys don't know what Circuit Riders is, they're pretty awesome. They're crazy. Those are the people that came down from Carry the Love. Shout out Carry the Love people. I love them. They're crazy. And they're such God-fearing people. And that's who I love to be around. So shout out them. But they have something called Greenhouse Prayer Room that Circuit Riders does. And there's a few songs that I love. One of them is called Burning Ones. The beginning, there's like a little riff or whatever. And it sounds so good. And then Most Beautiful / So In Love. I love them. And then I know this is going to be for someone, because this is a song that I listen to, and it comes to find out one of my awesome friends, Caitlin. Shout out Caitlin. You guys may hear from her soon. Wink, wink. This is one of her like comfort songs too, and she feels anxious. And I was like, literally, what the heck? But it's called The Father's Song, and it's by Upper Room, and it's just super comforting. So if you guys need a song to listen to when you feel anxious or lonely, or just need something to listen to that's kind of softer, or just reminders of yourself, speak life of yourself by singing the Father's Song. It's like from a point of view of Jesus, and it's just crazy because I think we forget how much he loves us. It's so easy to forget who he calls us to be, how he wants us to live, why he wants us to live this way and who we are, like who he says we are. Like, we're not just children, but we're children of his. And you're a son and you're a daughter of his, and he loves you. He wants to protect you, and he's there for you. So there's my little thing about the Father song, because it's just speaking truth of yourself. It's speaking life of yourself. And I think that's just a good reminder for literally everyone. Okay, so plans on going back to school. We go back to school on Sunday. I have a chapter meeting Sunday. Woo, chapter meeting. And then next week I am actually sports anchoring, or I'm anchoring for a sports channel. And I'm getting stressed out because you have to like know every information on like every player of every sport and know the statistics, and I'm getting stressed. But it's going to be great. So tune in next Friday. Woo, it's going to be great. I'm a little bit scared though. But again, it's all going to work out. So there's that. My number one plan on going back to school, like goal-wise, is to be so intentional with my relationships there. I think that I've just been under so much stress that it's been really hard for me to stay intentional with my friendships and wanting to hang out and asking them to go do stuff and taking my time out to go talk, because that's what I love doing. But I think I was just too stressed out for my own good that it didn't even happen. And now I feel kind of like a void that's missing, because I haven't been the person that I wanted to be when I'm there. So when I'm going back, for sure, 100% going to be more intentional with my relationships. And if you, I might not have time next week to hang out all the time, but if you want to, just hit me up, because I really want to. And then honestly, like, this semester has gone by so crazy. We're already past, or like we're halfway, maybe past halfway, I'm not really sure. And we're at least halfway, which means we only have like 5 weeks left of school. And that's kind of crazy. I am so, so, so excited for summer. I've never wanted summer more in my life, because I'm so excited to see my high school friends, my besties. But I'm just gonna really try and savor the last few weeks of school, because it's just, it's a good time. And this is a good time of college. And me and my friend Bradley were talking about how like college friends are just so, I'm just grateful for them, because they've seen me at like my literal worst, but they've also seen me at like my best when I'm thriving. And they've just been so supportive and so fun and down to do everything and just the best. So shout out to all my college friends. I adore you. I love you. And we're going to savor the last few weeks, because that's all we have left. And it's so crazy. So shout out to all the people from college. Oh, that's another fun fact about me. I'm in a sorority at Western. I don't know why I didn't mention that. I think about it all the time. I just assume that people know that about me. I don't know if I seem like a sorority girl or not. Maybe I do. A lot of people at the beginning were like, yeah, you're so sorority. But then some people are like, no, you're not. No, you're not sorority at all. But I'm in Alpha Delta Pi. Shout out 80 Pi. Shout out all the other sororities, because I love all the other sororities and the people in it. But 80 Pi, those are my girls. And I love you. OBIC, period. But shout out them. I just love my college friends. I love the people I'm with. And it's just been super fun. Also, I was on TikTok the other day. And I'm just letting y'all know now. I'm gonna marry a skater boy. I don't know why I felt the need to say that, but look on Pinterest, skater boys. If you dress like that, mwah, I love so, so, so much. It's so good. Also, bonus points if you can speak Spanish, because I love when people talk in Spanish. I don't know what it is, so there's that. There's for the girls that are out there, and they're like, oh my gosh, Hannah, what's your type? Street style. Okay, skater boy, Spanish though. So there's that. So those are just for the girls. I would love to talk about my type, because I love talking about boys and stuff. Still single, guys. Still single. For those who are asking. Nope, that person that I posted on my Instagram story the other day was not my boyfriend. He's my cousin. Shout out Malachi. Love him. Mally, I love you so, so, so much. He's been like my best friend since literally birth. Well, actually 4 months after my birth, because he's 4 months younger than me, even though he's like 2 feet taller than me. I'm getting on a ramble because I just want to talk, but I'm going to end it now. Okay, so thank you guys for listening to this brain dump. I really just needed a place where I could talk about my thoughts and what I've been thinking about the past, I don't know, few weeks, with nowhere to kind of put these thoughts. So thanks for being my listeners and giving me feedback on it. I am so, so, so excited for the next podcast episode. I'm going to post a Q&A on my podcast Instagram. It's Sit Down Be Humble Pod, and I would love for you guys to ask Q&A's. I won't ask the name, or I won't say the name in the podcast unless you want me to, but it's gonna be great. I'm gonna have someone really, really fun and really special to me on it, And I'm just super stoked for it. So I pray that this week is going to be the best week for you, that if you're in high school, if you're in college, if you're out of college, if you're in middle school, whatever age you are, that this week is just going to bless you in so many different ways. And you're going to know the supernatural peace of the Lord, because that's who he is, and he wants you to know that. But also, you're going to have so much fun. And I just pray that your friendships are going to be super intentional, and they're going to be super awesome. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. If you guys are going on spring break, I'm praying for safety for you. Or if you're coming back, praying for safety for you. Or if you're staying somewhere, hope you're having an amazing rest of your week. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, it's HannahLizHumble or SitDownBeHumblePod. Again, like I said, I want to get to know you personally, so feel free to DM me, text me, snap me, FaceTime me, I don't know, but hit me up. I would love to get to know you, and it's going to be super awesome. Be on the lookout for the Q&A, and I'm just so grateful for you, so I will see you guys next time.